Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the campus of Penn State Berk. My name is Anthony Salvato, joined by Mike Heffernan here at the PA D1 State Championship between Hawks of St. Joe's Prep and the Explorers of LaSalle College High School. Mike, we had some technical issues, so we are already underway. Do you want to give us a recap of what happened so far?
LaSalle kicked off to the Prep, but after a few penalties, LaSalle now has the ball in Prep territory.
Yeah, Mike, and it looks like a ruck forming, I believe. Scrum, sorry. And LaSalle will put the ball in to restart play. That comes back out to the Hawks as they are sitting right around midfield. We are on the Hawks side in the back corner.
A small error causes a... Looks like the Hawks will take it now after a penalty.
Hawks looking to start off. They will kick out of bounds. We'll see a line out in just a moment. So just a recap of the Hawks' season so far. They've made it to the state semifinals the last 2 years. This year, defeating Gregory the Great in last year's state semifinals rematch on the road to Penn State Berks for the state championship. As we'll see the Hawks throw it in. And here they come. It looks like McNulty taken out by the sideline. Or make that coffee. And we'll throw again.
It appears the ball went out, so I think this lineup is now to LaSalle.
Yeah, so the Explorers will throw from the sideline. They get it up, but the Hawks take it off the line out. Looking to set up possession here. And we'll get a whistle and a stoppage from the referees. Penalty on LaSalle.
Yeah, I believe they went after the scrum half, Pete Lathan, before he was out of the ruck.
Hard to see who starts with it for the Hawks, but they will kick again.
This line out will have them now far in a LaSalle territory on the offensive.
Yeah, just crossing over midfield. We have 28 minutes left in the first half. We will have first half then intermission during halftime. Then we'll be back to finish out and crown this year's Division I state champion for PA Rugby.
LaSalle now has possession, trying to get it out to the wing. Kevin Gormley takes it.
Big play there by Gormley and the Hawks. Hawks with the ball right back. Mahoney steamrolling some Explorers. Hawks send the ball off to the outside, kick it ahead. By the Explorers. They try and take it out. We do not have an Explorers roster. You can imagine they're hard to track down for rugby. The Explorers trying to work it out of their own half. Hawks swarming them immediately, taking them down before they get any room. Explorers still with it. Now we get a whistle. We have
penalty on the Prep. I believe it might have been a high tackle.
That's what it looks like. We had one Explorer down a little, slow to get up. And LaSalle kicks this one. Score still 0-0. About 4 minutes have gone by in the first half here at the D1 State Championship between the Hawks and the Explorers.
Yeah, it appears LaSalle will now get a line out deep in Prep territory.
This one's thrown in. Hawks get it. There's Mahoney, sent it to the outside.
McNulty.
Here comes McNulty to midfield.
It's out to Eamon Coffey on the wing.
And here comes Coffey.
Oh.
Brought down.
String tackle right by the sideline. Still Hawks ball.
Penalty on LaSalle. It appears Frank Lilly will kick for a line out.
Lilly, the Hawks kicker last year during that state semifinals run in a very close game against Gregory the Great last year. That sent the Hawks home. Hawks went back to win this year by a score of the score to the semifinal game.
I believe it was...
I thought it was 35-20, but I'm not.
I think that's true, yeah. Oh, Pete Laffin steals the ball from LaSalle on the lineout, going in for a try.
It gets the try. Hawks are on the board.
Wow.
Hawks strike first here, about 5 minutes into the first half.
Oh.
Looks to be called back.
Oh.
And it will be LaSalle ball.
There was a little bit of confusion when Pete was running that. Some of the LaSalle players didn't know whether or not to tackle him, but it seems like it'll be taken back. I believe the call might have been offsides.
That's what it looks like.
LaSalle kicks for a line out and still in LaSalle territory, but let's see if Prep can get this line out as they've gotten a few others.
It has been strong in that so far. And they will start to pick this one out of the air, but it's dropped. Picked up by the Explorers. Looks like we'll do this one again. That looks like a scrum now.
Yeah.
LaSalle will place the ball. A little bit of a late start for today's game. We had a rain delay and then a lightning delay on the last game, which backs us up to around a 6:15 start time. This is the final game of the day. There was a youth championship, a girls championship, and a D2 championship all here today at the campus of Penn State Berks as the foul placed the ball into the scrum. They come free with it, and they will kick it away. Caught.
Oh, dropped by Coffey. Coffey. He gets it back.
Hawks have possession at midfield. Now moved over. The outside drops. Pass picked up by the Hawks. That's Sam Mazuka nearing the sideline.
I believe there's a penalty on the Hawks of not releasing in the ruck. So that will, again, kick for a line out. This time nearing the try zone.
Onto the Hawks side of the field, at least. Still plenty of room from the try zone. We'll see how the Hawks defense can respond. After almost scoring earlier, after a Hawks had taken it to the try zone but called back by the referees for an offside. Hawks take it back. Here comes McNulty flying down the line. Sends the outside for Lilly. Tackled. Looks like it's over to Coffey by midfield. Now out of the ruck come the Hawks. Dropped pass. And dropped again from the Hawks. The Explorers pick it up. Out of the Explorers ruck. Hawks steal the ball in tackle. Mahoney rips that right out of the hands of the LaSalle player, trying to run him over.
I believe it'll be a scrum to LaSalle.
Yeah, it looks like that's still in the Hawks' half. right now just past midfield. Out of the scrum, the Explorers take it to midfield. Tackle made by the Hawks. Another Explorers ruck. This one to the sideline, picked up by the Hawks now.
Another penalty on the Hawks.
And like some very timely calls against the Hawks, they need to tighten up with their discipline. As we already mentioned, Hawks made it to the try zone, but called back for an offside. So penalties have definitely been a problem, and simple mistakes have been a problem for the Hawks early, although we are still tied with about 20 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah, so far in the season, especially in the playoffs, the biggest killer of the Prep has been their penalties. And they really need to clean up their act if they really want to get ahead in this game.
Line out to the Explorers. It's dropped, almost picked up by the Hawks. The Explorers get possession, and they charge on ahead, very close to the Hawks' try zone, but it looks like the Explorers maintain possession. Heading to the outside now, brought down by the Hawks. Can't tell if he's in or not. And they call him in. The Explorers of LaSalle jump to a 5-0 lead here with 19:35 left in the first half, and they will kick 4-2. Mike, what happened there for the Hawks?
Well, I really think the biggest thing that's pushing them back, literally in this game, is the penalties. We've seen it before in the past few playoff games. That's really the one thing that LaSalle has been taking advantage of, and it's probably the one thing that Prep should hope to eliminate if they really want to take this game.
And, Mike, that was a penalty try, so the Explorers do not have to kick. So it's 7-0 Explorers to start this game. Clock still running after scores, so just under 19 minutes left now. As both sides get lined up to kick it off. Eamon Coffey will kick off for the Hawks.
Kicking it to the Prep sideline.
Oh, caught cleanly by the Explorers. Now out of the ruck.
Brought down again.
Brought down by Mahoney. Scores. Moving head, almost breaking free. Hawks make a nice tackle there. That was number one, Sean Malfara. Hitting in for the Hawks to make that tackle. Penalty again. This time on the Explorers, deep in their half.
Yeah, Prep's really got a chance now. They need to capitalize off this. They're close enough to the try zone where they could really really make a push here.
Looks like they may elect to kick. And they will. As Coffey goes out the kick for the Hawks right at midfield, Mike, so perfectly lined up.
Yeah.
This would make this a 7-3 game, still in favor of LaSalle. But not a bad idea for the Hawks to just get some points on the board. Kick is up. And good. Hawks on the board. With a kick from Coffey, makes it 7-3 now, LaSalle.
Yeah, in the state semifinals last game, Gregory the Great employed a strategy of, I believe they kicked 3 times in the first half, and it was 9-0 on the board for Gregory the Great before the Prep came back. So maybe the Prep's been thinking about the idea of kicking a lot in this game after what they saw against Gregory the Great.
Cleveland, when you look back to last year, I believe it came down to the Hawks kicking to tie or going for the win. And they elected to go for the win and came up short and could not force extra time. So learning from last year's mistakes and learning from this year's opponents, but a great kick there by Coffey to put some points on the board for the Hawks. And it looks like we'll get a timeout here from LaSalle, I believe. With 16:10 left, that will stop the clock. And we're going to cut to a short break. We'll be right back here with some more first-half action from the campus of Penn State Berks for the PA Division I Rugby State Championship. Stay tuned, everyone.
When colleges see St. Joseph's Prep on a transcript, they take note. That's because for more than 165 years, the Prep has churned out well-educated, well-spoken, and well-rounded young men who thrive in the college setting. They know their way around an SAT test and around the city, because when it comes to college, both matter. Come see what we're all about. Schedule a Hawk Life visit today, or check us out online at www.sjprep.org. For the high school education you want and the edge you need, choose St. Joseph's Prep. College starts here.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening. Here from the campus of Penn State Berks, my name is Anthony Salvato, joined by Mike Heffernan. You're listening to WSJP on Blog Talk Radio, here for the PA Rugby D1 State Championship between your Hawks of St. Joe's Prep and the Explorers of LaSalle College High School. The Explorers find themselves up 7-3. To start the half with 16:10 left. Hawks just recently kicked for three. That one from Eamon Coffey. And the Explorers will kick off to the Hawks now. His kick is up. And it looks to be dropped by the Hawks. Hard to see there, Mike. I don't know if you caught a better glimpse of it, but I believe this is a Explorers lineout.
Yeah, that's what it appears to be.
The Explorers get it off the lineout, send it to midfield. Tackle made by the Hawks out of the ruck. The Explorers send it back. Looks like Murphy Bonner on the tackle for the Hawks.
Sal gets it at the sidelines. Up.
Stopped by Bedrosian. Ruck forms. Huge hit from the Hawks. Explorers didn't let go of the ball at first. Now this one is dropped by them and pops free. And this one is awarded to the Hawks.
I believe it'll come down to a scrum. Prep, again, has another chance to put some points on the board here. Not as close to the try zone as they were before, but from what we've seen of this team so far, I don't think that'll stop them.
And, Mike, definitely a good spot for them. They have about four guys lined up to the left of the scrum. See if they can get the ball loose and work it to the outside. Whistle and stoppage by the referees. And it looks like a penalty on the Hawks in the scrum. And it goes back to the Explorers kick.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what happened. It's pretty hard to tell when it comes down to penalties that occur in the scrum.
And a touch and go there by the Explorers. To the outside, brought down by the Hawks. Now back to midfield. Ball pops loose after a tackle from Mahoney, picked up now by Malfara. And another whistle. This time it looks like the penalty on the Explorers. Or is it a scrum awarded to the Explorers? Yeah, that's the case, Mike.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to the Hawks.
Oh, it is. Couldn't even see him back there.
Yeah.
But the Hawks do get the scrum. Another penalty. It's when you guessed it on the Hawks. Here with 13 minutes to go in the first half. The Explorers working the ball downfield. Now, finally, this call on the Explorers. Hawks will get the ball back. Right outside of midfield. Go ahead, sorry.
Frank Lilly is going to kick for touch. He's been pretty reliable so far this season.
Boots that one out. Almost to midfield. See another Hawks line out coming up.
There's one thing the Prep's known for. It's certainly line outs. They've been very good with line outs this season and in seasons prior. So kicking four line outs is certainly going to be a good strategy for them.
Yeah, especially with how well Lilly has performed and how well the Hawks have been on line outs. They'll get another one there. Working it to the outside. Goes to McNulty at midfield. McNulty goes down, ruck for the Hawks. Now over to Coffey. That pass bobbled. Picked up by the Hawks. Whistle by the referees.
Used to be the Hawks ball.
Lilly will kick for touch, it looks like.
Yeah, again, you see Prep employing the strategy of handing it to Lilly to kick for touch. Because so far that's what's worked for them, and there's no reason for them to stop.
This penalty will bring the Hawks right to midfield. And a little bit of a shorter kick there. Brings the Hawks up for another line out. Give or take 45 yards from the try zone.
Yeah, we're going right around the 10-minute mark in the first half.
Hawks will throw in. Fielded cleanly. This one to Sam Mazzucca.
Let's go!
Tony charging forward for the Hawks. Out of the ruck, it goes to Lilly. Now to the outside. Looks like McNulty barreling through the Explorers. Just finally goes down, bobbles the ball, gets back on top of it, but not before a whistle by the officials. This one goes back to LaSalle with 10 minutes left in the first half. Hawks trailing 10-3. The Explorers trying to work it over midfield. Mahoney trying to avoid a high tackle.
Yeah, it was very smart of Mahoney to avoid getting called for the high tackle. Because that's really what penalties really have been hurting the Prep bad so far.
Hawks not getting low enough in their tackles, getting blown up in some spots. Pass sent backwards, almost dropped by the Explorers. And here they come. Loose ball back to the ruck. And now breaking free are the Explorers. Late tackle there by the Hawks to save themselves from 5 points. And another penalty. Session awarded back to the Explorers, ahead by four. Here in the first half of the C1 State Championship on the campus of Penn State Berks. Touch and go by the Explorers. Now out of the ruck. Foul working to the outside. That ball dropped, picked up by the Hawks. And possession awarded back to the Hawks, it appears. Now looks like they will kick for a nope, that'll be a scrum.
Yeah, that was a knock-on by LaSalle. So, again, Prep has an opportunity to get down to the try zone.
You'd love to get it in by the end of this half. They have 8 minutes, plenty of time to get down and take a three-point lead. Or at least kick and come within one. Now Lily. Sending it over. Ruck from the Hawks. Trying to work it to the far side, to the left. Send it back to the right now for Mahoney. Mahoney down to the Penn State logo. Scores, push over from the Ruck. Hawks get the ball passed behind.
Penalty on LaSalle.
And like perfect timing for the Hawks. Thinking about kicking, they might just touch and go. They will not kick, it appears.
Here's the coach.
Goes Lily for the kick. Line drive and out of bounds.
Yeah, the coaches were questioning for a minute whether they should go for a touch and go or try and kick for touch, but they ended up kicking for touch, which has been very good for them so far in this game.
Great kick there by Lily to get it out. 6.5 minutes now in the first half. Hawks trying to find the try zone for the first time. They came close earlier, but that was called back for an offside. Has since kicked for three and find themselves down 7-3. Here in this first half of the state championship. Hawks down at midfield. For the Ruck, sent to the outside for McNulty. McNulty charging through, spinning off one man, pushing down another, breaking free. McNulty down the sideline.
Pass to Leighton Ruck, very close to the sideline. They're trying to push him out. Ball is in.
Hawks trying to set up for the Ruck. It's loose, picked up by Thielen.
Oh, called out by the refs. Both
wow.
teams, the Hawks were fighting hard to keep that ball in, and the Explorers were fighting hard to push that ball out, but it ended up getting pushed out, it seems. A little deliberation from the refs.
Penalty on the Explorers for pulling the Hawks out of bounds.
Hawks will now take it, growing ever closer to the try zone.
Lily will kick. Lily sends it right in front of the try zone. It looks like it will be stopped just short of the try zone. Line out coming from the Hawks, right outside the try zone, knocking on the door for the Explorers, trying to take their first lead of the game. 7-3 now. Throw is up. Hawks will just try and push forward.
Yeah, the Hawks from the mall there on that line out. Get out quick to Mahoney.
Mahoney gets in, should be down at the try zone. Not quite. Hawks drop it. It's loose. Fallen on by the Hawks. And Explorers ball right from their own try zone. Say by a yard or two.
Looks like it'll be a scrum to the Explorers.
But still plenty of hope for the Hawks. See if they can work this out of the scrum. Ball is dropped in. Explorers try and kick away. It's tipped by the Hawks and blocked. Ball short. McNulty under it. Bobbles it but makes the catch. trying to get down towards the sideline. Ruck for the Hawks.
Yeah, one thing that's certainly been
stolen by the Explorers and kicked ahead. They'll pick it up. Here they come. Great tackle by the Hawks.
Oh, bobbled.
Ball comes loose. Picked up by the Hawks. And finally a whistle now by the referees. But stays with the Hawks. 3 minutes left in the first half. Prep just short of a try just moments ago. Had it worked out past midfield, but has since regained possession.
Yeah, it appears to be a scrum to the Hawks now, possibly on a knock-on by the Explorers.
Knock-on or a high tackle, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was hard to tell there. But again, Prep needs to just push down the field. They were so close just then. Well, that's a Prep scrum half, Pete Lathan. Gets it out to Sean Malfera. He's brought down.
Off to midfield now. Petrosian sending the ball out of the ruck. Now Lathan to the outside. Just 2 minutes left in the half. Hawks trying to take the lead here. Trailing 7-3 to LaSalle. That ball dropped by the Hawks. The Explorers pick it up.
I think it's advantage to LaSalle. This is a knock-on. Murphy Bonner makes a nice tackle there.
Great tackle by the jersey. Just able to hang on as Murphy Bonner. Now we'll get a whistle and a stop to play from the referees.
Only a minute 30 left in the half.
Low scoring as it gets.
Yeah.
Especially in this Hawks season with the explosive offense they've had.
Yeah, I must say I'm surprised. I've seen both of the Preps games so far in the playoffs, and they've really put up a lot of points on the board.
Scrum at midfield. This one for LaSalle.
Appears the Explorers appear to be kicking once they get it out.
The ball placed in. They go back.
Oh, they fake the kick.
Here they come down the sideline. Explorers almost breaking free. Huge tackle by the Hawks. Looks like Duckworth down there. If I'm correct. Ryan Oliver, excuse me. 30 seconds left now. Explorers with possession. Touch and go. Now, 20 seconds. The clock has stopped. Not sure what for, Mike. Can't really see.
Yeah, again, it was hard to tell, but only 20 seconds left, so LaSalle's got very little time to make a play here.
Clock restarts. The Explorers.
And 10
seconds.
They're
going to hold it. Oh, they will touch and go. Brought down by 3 Hawks. For the ruck. Murphy Bonner goes out to the trainer. And the horn sounds for the end of the first half. But I believe we play on until it goes out of bounds. Is that right, Mike?
I think we just keep playing until there's a stoppage.
We've got another Hawk slow to get up.
Oh,
can't see who. We already have Murphy Bonner just walked out for the Hawks. Seemed to be hit up high, walked right out, both hands up to the trainer, and we have another one down now.
Yeah, you hate to see injuries in this sport, especially with such a prominent team like the Hawks. It's a shame to see. I think we all just hope that everybody's going to be all right.
And again, this is far side for us, so it's hard to make out who exactly went down.
It does not seem like anybody's coming off the field, so...
Looks to be okay, whoever it was.
Yeah.
Now, with time expired, we will play on until the next stoppage, and then that will be it for the first half.
Seems to be the Hawks ball. Frank Lilly will kick it.
He will touch and go and then kick. And that will do it for the half. So after one 30-minute half, the Hawks 3 and the Explorers 7. We'll be right back with a little bit of a halftime show and then some second half action. Steve Kane will be joining Mike in just a few moments when we come back. So be sure to stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with some second half action and a halftime show. Once again, listening to WSJP on Blog Talk Radio here at the campus of Penn State Berks for the Division I championship. Stay tuned.
When colleges see St. Joseph's Prep on a transcript, they take note. That's because for more than 165 years, the Prep has churned out well-educated, well-spoken, and well-rounded young men who thrive in the college setting. They know their way around an SAT test and around the city, because when it comes to college, both matter. Come see what we're all about. Schedule a Hawk Life visit today, or check us out online at www.sjprep.org. For the high school education you want and the edge you need, choose St. Joseph's Prep. College starts here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Early evening here. It's very sunny here on the campus of Penn State Berks, satellite campus of Penn State. We have a rugby state championship on our hands, halftime between two of the most bitter rivals in the state of Pennsylvania, St. Joseph's Prep taking on LaSalle. The Prep coming into this, they're the number one seed, LaSalle as a 3 seed. But LaSalle so far seemed to be pulling off the upset through this first half. They lead 7-3. It's been a very defense contest here, Mike, so far. Again, I'm Stephen Kane alongside my co-host, Mike Heffernan. Welcome to Hawk Talk at the Half. We're going to break down all this first half action and also give our second half thoughts. 35 minutes left. Mike, it was definitely a lot of opportunities for the Hawks, but definitely a lot of mistakes that may have cost them some real opportunities to score. What do you think really the Explorers did well to stop the Hawks from doing in the first half?
Well, when it comes to rugby, the devil really is in the details. And the Hawks, when it comes down to how they've been playing, they've been strong, but a drop ball or a penalty, that's where the Explorers have capitalized. And that's how they put up 7 points on the board to the Preps 3. So really, all I can say for the Hawks is they just need to clean it up. And right now at the half, I can only expect that that's what the coaches are reinforcing. But overall, if they clean up their playing, I believe they could take the lead and probably take the game too.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. A lot riding on this game here for the Hawks. They haven't won a state championship in rugby since 2011. But, yeah, talking to other guys on the sideline, we have, you know, a little – set up here with the tent and everything, you know, players kind of expressing their frustration because they know LaSalle's not really beating them schematically or with cool play design. It's more just the Hawks are kind of just shooting themselves in the foot by making not the smartest passes in the world, turning the ball over. You know, we've seen, you know, a lot of opportunities. We saw, you know, Pete Laffin earlier had that, you know, try, but then it was overturned because of an offside call. You had the near try with around 3 minutes left, but then the Explorers poked the ball out and they ended up getting possession. So just things like that, as the Hawks were only able to score off of a penalty kick from Eamon Coffey, which gave them their 3 points. But kind of on the contrast so far for the Explorers, you know, they came in, you know, they stuck to their game plan, and they've been doing pretty well so far. What do you think's really worked well for them?
One thing that I have been noticing that isn't the most obvious thing, they've been very ferocious in the rucks. They've been very good at attacking the Prep when the Prep is tackled, and they're great at defending the ball whenever a LaSalle guy goes down. So when it really comes down to it, if the Prep fights a little bit harder in the rucks and just gets more turnovers, then that could really set them ahead, along with just cleaning up the way they're playing.
Yeah, that's true, Mike. Turnovers are key, especially, you know, in a lot of sports, but especially in rugby. We saw, you know, a lot of those turnovers, especially at midfield for the Hawks. It would give the Explorers, you know, whoever stole the ball, just a free lane just to really make a possession, get deep into the Hawks territory without really even having to do a lot. They didn't really have to sweat a lot of times to get deep into the Hawks territory. And if you're the Hawks, you definitely don't want that to happen. You want the Explorers to fight, to have to struggle, to earn the right to be that close to their try zone. So that's definitely going to be something we're going to have to look out for. But kind of shifting to this all-important second half, 7-3, it's very gritty. You know, it's prep with that. We couldn't expect anything different. What do you think is going to be the key to the second half for the Hawks if they want to pull off this comeback?
Well, from what I'm seeing, the prep is getting pretty pumped up right now. So they just got to bring a lot of energy, and they have to stay focused, most of all. And they really need to think and just, you know, try to keep it clean and keep the playing just refined. Because I really think that if they bring the energy they need and they just keep up some refined play, they could beat LaSalle down here. And I'm not seeing that intensity from LaSalle, but one thing people listening at home might not notice is that there's a lot of frustration from the Hawks and their fans as to the refs' calls. And as you can expect in a game where a lot of penalties are being called on the Hawks, so that can't be good for the Hawks' morale, but it seems like they're coming into this second half with high spirits.
Yeah, and it'll definitely be interesting to see how this second half unfolds. That is going to do it for Mike and I, for Hawk Talk in the half. Again, Explorers 7, Hawks 3, second half about to get underway very, very soon. We'll be back within a short break, and we'll have second half action coming up right after this.
When colleges see St. Joseph's Prep on a transcript, they take note. That's because for more than 165 years, the Prep has churned out well-educated, well-spoken, and well-rounded young men who thrive in the college setting. They know their way around an SAT test and around the city, because when it comes to college, both matter. Come see what we're all about. Schedule a Hawk Life visit today, or check us out online at www.sjprep.org. For the high school education you want and the edge you need, choose St. Joseph's Prep. College starts here.
And welcome back to the campus of Penn State Berks. Anthony Salvato joined by Mike Heffernan. You're listening to WSJP on Blog Talk Radio. We're underway in the second half, which is about 40 seconds passing by. Hawks have possession at midfield. Frank Lilly taken down. Hawks out of the ruck now. This pass dropped by McNulty. Looks like it should be the Hawks ball. Knock on the Explorers, I believe.
That's what it appears to be. Actually, I'm afraid not. The Explorers are going to be placing this ball in the scrum.
Yeah, tough break there for the Hawks, but as you mentioned, Mike, this one awarded to the Explorers.
Yeah, it appears the ref has stopped the scrum. I don't know why, but this happens a lot in rugby because when it comes down to the scrum, it can be pretty dangerous if there's not good form, and you can have people getting hurt, and nobody wants that. But it appears we'll try again with the scrum.
Explorers getting ready. Ball is in now. And it comes loose, and here they come. Missed tackle by the Hawks. Now finally taken down. Huge hit.
Oh.
And a whistle on that tackle.
It appears to be an illegal tackle. It wasn't high, but it seems that when he was attempting the tackle, the prep player essentially picked up the LaSalle player, which is a pretty dangerous and a big no-no.
We saw that in the state championship for the Hawks, Keenan Nelson, with a very similar tackle against Mount Lebanon over in Hershey late in the game. Huge hit. I don't believe he got a flag for it, though, but as you mentioned, frowned upon here in rugby.
Well, it appears rugby. Prep scrum half Pete Lappin is coming out. A lot of the prep fans are unhappy about this. Pete's been a very strong scrum half for the prep so far. Which is very unfortunate for the prep, but they'll just have to adapt at this point.
Yeah, not sure what happened. But as you mentioned, Mike, he is out. Explorers try and kick for touch, but that's caught by Coffee. Sent outside to Lily. Lily flipping it out.
Caught by Leighton Brock, but he's brought down.
Now a ruck forms for the Hawks. Lily sending it out. Hawks charging ahead. This one called for the Explorers. They'll touch and go.
Prep was not ready for that touch and go. Sal's getting very close to the try zone at this point.
Huge game for the Explorers. Hawks need a stop desperately. Explorers push ahead now out of the ruck. They try and go back down the sideline. Just inching their way now. Looks like a penalty there for the Explorers, not releasing the ball after being tackled, but it goes unchecked. Now they work their way towards the try zone, stop just shy. Ruck for the Explorers again, trying to work towards the middle.
Again brought down.
And pushed in. Can't tell who has the ball.
Appears the ball was held up. The Hawks will now receive the ball. No try for LaSalle.
Huge stop by the Hawks defense.
Yeah, Prep's got to be happy about that. It was very close there. But this could be a turning point. They could be getting momentum, which is really important, you know, in a rugby game. You got to have momentum, and you got to use it and just try not to lose it.
Great play. Coffee will kick away to about midfield. Not out for a line-out. Tackle made by the Hawks.
Again, we see LaSalle fighting hard in the ruck.
Buzz ball pops loose from the Explorers. They pick it up and keep going. Inching closer towards the try zone. Whistle from the referees, and it'll be Hawks' ball.
Appears LaSalle player is down.
May have been a knock-on, Mike, from the Explorers, and as you mentioned, the hurt Explorer right now. Trainer is with him.
He was able to get back up, which is good to see.
I think we'll take an injury timeout on both sides.
Yeah.
Both calling for water.
We've seen a lot of injuries so far in this game, which is just, it's horrible to see, you know, especially with players so young. You never want to see a lot of injuries.
And something also to watch out for, Mike, Charlie Thielen receiving a yellow card. The end of the first half. So looks like Sheridan in for him now for the Hawks. Frank Lilly will kick for touch for the Hawks. Sends that up and out of bounds into the stands. And with that, we just fall under 30 minutes left in this game. And in the second half, Hawks down by 4, scores 7-3 in favor of LaSalle in this PA D1 state championship. Has been close. Hawks is really looking for that one spark play to get them in the try zone, and then we should hopefully see that electric offense that we've seen all season return to form.
Yeah, we've seen the prep just out of nowhere take the ball and score. I remember in the last game against Gregory the Greats, a couple times they would just get it out to Leighton Ruck, and he would just fly down the field. Let's see if he can do that again today.
Now it's been sent to McNulty. McNulty breaking through some tackles, sends it to Coffey. Coffey goes down. Coffey setting up for the ruck. Sheridan sends it to the outside to Lilly. Now over to Mahoney. Mahoney barreling through. Another ruck for the Hawks. Hawks pushing ahead to midfield. This one's sent out to the far side. Lilly over to McNulty. Bobbled but caught by another Hawk. Looks like ruck. Here they come pushing their way down the sideline.
Slowly but surely, they're making their way down there.
Still in play.
Oh, ball knocked on.
Hawks will touch it. That was kicked ahead by the Explorers and caught.
Kicked ahead by the Prep now.
Great play by Lilly. Here comes Coffey with some speed trying to get it. The Explorers get there first. Can't get it to half to midfield. Right to the logo. But a great pickup for the Hawks. They just need to reestablish possession here.
A cut. One of the South players tried to cut, but the Preps caught him before he could make it through.
A penalty on the Explorers. Would not let go of the ball. Looks like in the ruck. And possession goes back to the Hawks right at midfield. Not sure if this is a touch and go or if the Hawks will kick. Thielen checks back into the game after the yellow card.
Yeah, still a bit of a unsureness as to who the Prep scrum half is. So far we've seen guys just going nine in, and anybody who's there takes the ball and passes it out. But we'll have to see what happens.
Looks like Sheridan and Malfara and Lilly to the near side. Bedrosian, Mahoney, McNulty, and Ruck to the far side. Coffey skies this one deep. Hawks get after it. Explorers make the catch and take it right back to midfield before being brought down. Now here they come over just to midfield. Great tackle by the Hawks. Great work defensively. The Explorers break free. Huge saving tackle by the Hawks. Force that ball loose.
That appeared to be a high tackle on the Hawks, but the ref did not call it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike, a little high, but I didn't hear any whistles, so I think the Hawks will take it.
Oh, again, South tries to break through. Stop by the Hawks.
Whistle from the officials. Like a yellow card on LaSalle, and it will be Hawk ball. 7-3, still your score with 25 and a half minutes left in the second half of the PA Rugby D1 State Championship. The Explorers backed up 10 yards. They give it to Lilly, likely to kick.
Yeah, again, you know, you see the Hawks doing this over and over, just kicking for touch with Lilly, mainly just because it works.
Lilly sends this one almost over the bleachers.
One thing I'd like to see from the Hawks is I'd like them to get it out to the backs by the sidelines, because the Preps got some very, very strong, powerful backs that I think they should be using more when it comes to the sidelines. They could really just jet down the field and power through like we've seen them do before, but they're not getting it out to the backs on the sidelines, to the wings, as much as I'd like them to be. But
and we'd also love to see the Hawks tighten up on their open field tackles. That has been a problem. They've kicked it back into the Explorers' half, but they haven't been able to make a tackle. Now here come the Hawks.
John
with a burst of speed. There they go.
John Levy taking it down the field.
Cutting back towards the middle. Hawks right outside the try zone, knocking on the door again.
He's finally been stopped. Hawks are...
Looks like McNulty now.
Still moving down the field.
Huge pickup there by Levy. To the middle, here come the Hawks. Down again, another ruck. And a whistle. And a yellow card. Oh, we have a Hawk. We have a player down. Thought it was a yellow card. We're going to stoppage.
I believe that to be an explorer down, but it's hard to tell.
Forgive us. We have a bad angle from here.
Yeah. Not optimal.
Hawks still without Murphy Bonner for the second half. Exited towards the end of the half with an apparent upper body injury.
Yeah, again, you know, way too many injuries in this game, you know. Even one would be too much when it comes to injuries, which is just really upsetting to see with so many young athletes. But I guess that's just the way the game is. It's pretty rough, but these players are they're playing very tough, so it's good for them. Yeah, it appears to be an explorer down. At just about the try zone. Very close to it.
I believe it will stay Hawks ball.
But he's gotten back up, which is good.
I believe he's staying. No, they're walking him off, I believe. I think he stays in, Mike.
Yeah. There's a lot of tough players on both teams, and they've just been proving that so far, really taking on these injuries like champs.
So Hawks very close to the try zone. Looks like they may have got backed up a little bit, just replacement because of the injury, and Hawks will be awarded a scrum to restart play, sending most of their backs out to the far side. You have Lily first to receive that ball out of the scrum for second. But
it appears Gavin Sheridan is going to be putting it in. He's used to be playing scrum half as of now, and he's a very good player. He's very versatile. So I think he'll do a good job filling in for Pete Lathan.
We'll see what the Hawks can do off of the scrum. As always, placement is key. Ball comes out of the scrum.
Sheridan attempted a sneak, but he's brought down.
Believe.
Penalty to the Hawks. The Hawks will now have the ball. Quick,
they go. Here comes
go.
McNulty. McNulty bursting in to the try zone. Can he get down? Just short now.
But he was not held up. Gavin Sheridan attempting to sneak his way in. He might be held up.
It's like short again. Hawks close to what would be the 1 yard line in football. Working their way into the corner. Ball comes loose. Still Hawks ball, it appears. They're in.
They're in.
Hawks score.
This will set the Hawks ahead by at least
one.
Yeah.
It will be 8-7. Not sure who made it in for the Hawks. There was a sea of bodies, and that was the far side corner for us.
Yeah, both teams are fighting hard, but I guess the prep just got lower because that's really what matters when it comes to scoring on the goal line.
And we'll hear it from the student section, a very sizable student section here, all the way out in Reading, Pennsylvania. Great showing by the Hawks faithful. And the Hawks will have to kick from a tough angle to get the extra two. But with 21:50 left in the second half, the Hawks take a narrow one-point lead over the boys of Winmore. Looking to close out the second half and win the PA D1 state championship.
Yeah, this game has been surprisingly low scoring after what we've seen from both teams. But now we have Eamon Coffey setting up the conversion from a very rough angle.
Let's see what he can do with it.
Yeah. Fields.
Coffey going to Boston College next year. Not sure if he'll continue his rugby career there or not.
I mean, what we've seen from him, he's been a very strong kicker.
Here, just off the outside of the goalpost.
Wow.
Hawks lead stays at one. Great attempt there by by Coffey, but a tough angle, as we mentioned, really not much he could do there.
I mean, he very nearly got it in, so I can commend him for that.
But nevertheless, Hawks take a one-point lead. It is 8-7. Now with the clock still going with 20 minutes and 40 seconds separating the Hawks from what could be their first state championship win since 2011. Much more noise here from the Hawks sideline, student section, parents. And still plenty of time on the clock. Hawks really would love to add some more points on the board, even if it's just kicking for points off of a penalty.
Yeah, kick to the Hawks now.
Bedrosian bobbles the catch. Comes loose. It'll be Hawks. They'll touch it, but it will be Explorers' ball.
Yeah, scrum to the Explorers after the knock-on. But, I mean, the Preps can't be too upset. They've come back to the lead after a rough early game of penalties, cards, and injuries. So I think now is really when the Preps got to fight hard. They've got the lead. Now they just need to secure it.
Well, Mike, we're hearing that last Hawks try scored by junior Gavin Sheridan. He had come off the bench in relief for Charlie Seelan, who had a yellow card. Seelan back out there, I believe, now. But Sheridan stayed in the game and gets the only try for the Hawks this game, pushing them ahead by one. As we mentioned, we couldn't see earlier, but we have received word that Sheridan 4-5 for the Hawks. Now we restart play with a scrum for the Explorers. Bursting down the side on with plenty of speed. Here they come. Ball pops loose. Now sent back. Explorers push ahead.
Yeah, very close to the sidelines here.
In between the Hawks try zone and midfield. They send it back into the outside. Explorers not releasing the ball for the ruck, but able to get the ball back to the outside. Here they come ahead. Ruck with a great tackle. Make that McNulty.
Ball dropped.
Ball's loose. Goes to the outside again, trying to cut towards the middle. Explorers.
Appears to be held up now.
Gets stopped.
There's a fight to hold them up at this point.
And they look to be held up, and they are. Great stop by
again.
The Hawks. Another goal line stand by the Hawks defense.
The coaches are telling the Preps to go full speed ahead and just take the ball and kick it as far as they can.
Kick the ball, damn it!
Hawks, hurry up, getting ready to kick it away. Booming kick by Coffey to midfield. The Explorers pick it up. Bad pass, forward pass. And it will be Hawks ball at midfield. So, Mike, after the goal line stand, Hawks cling to a one-point lead and just regain possession right around midfield. Looks like it will be a scrum for the Hawks.
Yeah.
With 17 and a half minutes left in the second half.
Thunderous applause from the Hawks fans after they again defend a very, very close fight to prevent the Explorers from scoring a try there.
And Mike, we've talked about the Hawks' offense being the story of the season, but when it's mattered, their defense has been astounding.
See a
two
stoppage. Appears to be a timeout.
And like two goal line stands for the Hawks and a timeout. Not sure who it was called by. 17:04 left. Clock stopped for the timeout. Who are you looking forward? Who are you looking for on the Hawks side to be that difference maker, make that next play, that big, even if it's just a big gain, not necessarily a try, but to get the Hawks over in scoring position?
Well, both the forwards and the backs of St. Joe's Prep are very powerful players. But I'm especially looking for the backs like John Levy, because from what we've seen from him, he's definitely been good at powering through defenders. But I'd also like to see them get it out to Leighton Ruck, because in the past few games, he's really been able to use his speed to just jet down the field and get the prep a try. So I think I'm definitely looking after those two players, because I think they could definitely get the prep an even bigger lead in this game, as they've done in games prior.
And we are set to resume play here between the Hawks and the Explorers.
Yeah, I got to say, both teams must be tired now. They've both been fighting, I guess, with everything they have so far for over 40 minutes.
And, Mike, they've added time back to the clock now. It'll be 18 minutes instead of almost just above 17. As Sheridan will place the ball for the Hawks.
It's out.
It's around to it. Sends it to Lily. Lily kicks it ahead. No! Nobody there. Hawks need to charge ahead and get there. The Explorers on it. Lily right there for the tackle. Hawks trying to come up with a steal now. Deep in the Explorers' half, but here they come. The Explorers breaking free down the sideline. Hawks trying to chase him down.
Joe Cassidy gets there.
Huge tackle.
Wow.
For the Hawks.
Wow. What a great play by Joe Cassidy. Oh, man.
No pun intended, but he hawks him down for the save.
I am thoroughly impressed.
Sent to the outside. Now the Explorers down the sideline. Stop. Short.
Oh. The Explorers get a try, it appears.
And he will be in, I believe.
And Eamon Coffey is down. I hate to see that.
Still nothing on the scoreboard yet. Coffey had a few concussions he was battling this season. And now it will go on the board, so it will be an Explorers try. Makes it 12-8 with just over 16 minutes left in the second half.
I cannot say I have too much confidence in the LaSalle kicker. He's got a far shot from a rough angle, but let's see what he can do.
I believe this is their kicker from their football team, from what I've heard. Let's see what he can do with it from a sharp angle. Sends that one up, and, yeah, it's, like, well short.
Yeah, this LaSalle.
He seems to be a little cramped after that kick as well.
LaSalle's lead is not the strongest. Again, they have a four-point lead, just like earlier in the game.
So the Hawks down, but not out. Plenty of time. 15 minutes left in the half.
Eamon Coffey is staying in the game.
Coffey ready to play.
A lot of strength and resiliency we've seen from him so far. Hawks will be kicking it to the Explorers.
15 minutes left. Coffey, as we mentioned, back in the game, still in the game, will now send it away.
Yeah, at this point, this game is very heated. Both sides have got to be just very explosive with how close this game is. LaSalle is ahead 12-8. Eamon Coffey sends it down the field. LaSalle player is brought down.
Yeah, back to a four-point lead for LaSalle. But the Hawks already in the Explorers' half, trying to retake possession. An overhand pass there from the Explorers, trying to work it back to midfield. And backed up a little bit, backed up even more. They kick it ahead, scooped up by the Hawks now. And they charge forward. This one sent back to Coffey. Coffey taken down. Here comes a ruck and a whistle from the referees.
Seems the ref is awarding the ball to the Explorers.
Wow.
I do not know why. Yeah, I really have no idea what that call was. Oh no, it appears the Hawks take the ball.
Yeah, it looks like it will go back to the Hawks.
Yeah.
So it definitely changes the game plan here.
Yeah.
13:30 left in the second half of the PA Rugby Division I State Championship. Hawks trying to win their first state championship since 2011.
Yeah, the Hawks might just be 25 yards shy of the try zone. And Frank Lilly will kick it.
Let's see a beauty right outside the try zone. We'll send some guys down to the corner to follow the action. Of course, Mike, our setup not very mobile.
Yeah, but we'll have to just see what we can guess from our point of view here.
Biggest line out of the day coming for the Hawks. After a great kick for touch from Frank Lilly, he's been excellent today. Hawks get the line out.
Form a maul after the line out. Pushing with all their might, I guess. Pushing very close.
No signal yet. Still in the corner.
Here's the Hawks have the ball.
Touch and go to the outside now. Ruck forms.
Oh, call gets
loose on a tackle. Kicked ahead.
Oh, but the play is stopped by the ref.
Looks like to be Hawks ball.
Again, the Hawks.
They get a touch and go. Here comes McNulty. He's in.
Wow.
McNulty in for the
wow.
Tie. 13-12 Hawks, and we'll kick for two.
Again, the Hawks get ahead.
Back to a one-point game for the Hawks. Sean McNulty, the sophomore, started on the team in his freshman season. Also football player for the Hawks. Makes this a one-point Hawks lead again with 11:40 left in the second half, awaiting the kick from Eamon Coffey.
Yeah, a lot of smiles on the prep sideline right now. And the prep student section is also very happy about this. Let's see what Eamon Coffey can do with the kick. Still a rough angle, but better than what he was working with before.
As I mentioned, he was very close in his last one from a much worse angle. We'll see what he can do here. This would hopefully give the Hawks a three-point lead and put some pressure on the Explorers, as they would have to get a penalty kick to at least tie. Awaiting the kick from Coffey. Kick is up. And it's good. Eamon Coffey goes down earlier in the game, comes back in, and extends the Hawks' lead to 3. Now 15-12. Tries for the Hawks from McNulty and Sheridan. McNulty most recently. And Coffey kicks for 3 points earlier and gets another two-pointer just now after the try. Hawks lead 15-12 in the final 10 minutes and 15 seconds of the second half here at the state championship of PA Rugby D1 at campus of Penn State Berks.
Yeah, the Hawks have got to be happy with Eamon Coffey's performance so far. He's shown a lot of strength and been very accurate with his kicks. Now it'll... appears to be, it's hard to tell quite whose ball it is. I think we're looking at a line out, and I believe the Hawks will put it in.
That is what it appears to be, Mike, and a great sign for the Hawks. As we mentioned, they've been excellent in line out so far. That was a few lapping with a red card. Gun for the game. This ball, sorry, Mike, was awarded to the Explorers, but dropped it on the line out. It'll be Hawks ball midfield.
Sheridan sends it out to Sean Malfera. Strong. Oh, penalty on the Hawks. The Explorers are racing down the field now.
This one was on the Hawks. Here come the Explorers.
Quick touch and go.
They'll send it to the outside. Cutting back towards the middle.
LaSalle player attempts a cut. He makes it through. LaSalle is about 25 yards out from the try zone. Oh, penalty. Hawks ball now.
Right back to the Hawks. 8:40 in this second half. Timely call for the Hawks.
These penalties have just been showing up very fast, and I don't really know why. But I mean, the Hawks have got to be at least somewhat happy with this. I mean, after the Explorers got a little too close for comfort, now they have the ball back.
Looks like they will kick again. Here goes Lily. Sends a beautiful one.
Yeah.
Sends that to midfield.
Frank Lily, again, a very solid, reliable player when it comes to kicking it out for touch. And he's done a great job so far. And then Prep gets to show their strength with a line out, which really is what the Prep's good at. It's really their bread and butter is the line outs. So I guess they'll get to show off right now.
Sam Mike, and another line out coming for the Hawks.
Oh, a little.
Hawks sneak it, get it to Malfara.
I believe it was bobbled off the hands of an Explorer to Malfara. Sheridan will give it to Frank Lilly. McNulty, sends it back to Lilly in a bit of a trick play. Lilly fighting down the field. Got a lot of good yards on that one.
Yeah, up the midfield. That one drawn out really like a jet sweep there for the Hawks rugby.
Nick Bedrosian takes it. Brought down.
7 minutes exactly in the second half.
Ryan Oliver.
Charge ahead.
Ryan Oliver taking out.
Wow. Quick whistle.
Again, we see every time there's a penalty called, the Explorers just take it right away before the Prep has any time to react.
This one was called that he didn't let go of the ball for the ruck, but the Explorers have done much worse. At least what we've seen in this game, unchecked.
Yeah. I mean, the Hawks have got to be very frustrated with the ref so far.
Huge tackle by Mahoney on a short pass.
Oh, penalty of hands in the ruck on Frank Lilly.
This one to the Explorers.
Again, they get it out very quickly. As we've seen them being lightning fast on the line out.
Now sent almost out of bounds, but Hawks fall on it. They will not actually. They'll stay Explorers ball. Out of the ruck, here they come. Inching closer. Picked up by the Hawks, picked up by Sheridan. Here he goes. Sheridan barreling through. Gets down for the ruck for the Hawks. Sent to the outside. Now dropped by Ruck. Kicked ahead by the Explorers. Coffey gets there, kicks it. It bounces just out of bounds, out of the try zone.
That was very close. The ball was essentially bouncing just in the try zone, and the Explorers could have ran and touched it down. But
got another Hawk down. That will be Frank Lilly. A little slow to get up. Now, Mike, since it was kicked out of the back of the try zone, who does it go to possession-wise?
I can't say I'm entirely sure. I haven't seen something like this, but we do have two Hawks down right now, which is very upsetting right here.
Looks like Malfara and Lily.
No, I believe it's
back of the try zone.
Mizuka. Yeah. Two very, very strong young athletes, so it's very sad to see him go down. But but
5:03 on the game clock.
It's very close down here.
Still not sure what the call is.
I believe the ball may go to the Hawks as the ref is talking to Gavin Sheridan. Depending on where it goes with this call, I believe the Hawks will just try to kick it either for touch or just kick it downfield and try to race down there. The ref is talking to Ryan Oliver now, talking to a couple Hawks.
And a huge call that really could change the pace of the game.
Yeah, this really determines what's going to happen.
Frank Lilly. Sorry.
depending on which way the refs call this.
I think it goes to the Hawks. Frank Lilly getting up. Good sign. Staying in the game. Even better sign for the Hawks.
Oh, no. I believe it's the Explorers' ball as the Hawks line up on the goal line.
Touch and go. Hawks looking for another stop. They've done it twice already.
Hopefully we can see them hold up this ball as they've done before.
6 minutes now on the clock. They've reset it.
Second time.
Now here they come. Big tackle by the Hawks. Held short. Held short. Now to the outside. They cut in. Ball's loose. Ball's loose. But it's in for the try. They call it.
That's a rough call. He put it in.
Whistle blown way too soon. The Explorers were not in. As soon as it hit the ground, the ball was loose.
Yeah, it appears that he just, as he was putting the ball down, it bobbled out of his hands, but I suppose the ref is calling it a try.
And now another Explorer down.
She's gotten word from a prep coach that it is a try.
5:20. Now with this game, we mentioned they were under 6 minutes, and then time was added back. Exactly set to 6 minutes before the Explorers responded with this try.
Explorers hold on to a 2-point lead. Oh, man. This is... Oh, but that's before the conversion.
Pending a kick.
Yeah.
But they have missed one so far.
Joe Cassidy appears to be attempting to block a conversion. This conversion really is going to be very important for the game. LaSalle not using their usual kicker.
He seemed to have some cramps after he missed the first kick.
Yeah.
See if the Hawks can block this. Or at least cause enough disturbance to throw off the LaSalle kicker. Now the kick is up.
And it's good.
And good. The Explorers now take a 3-point lead of their own.
It was 4 points.
Sorry, 4 points.
Oh, wow. The Hawks have got to be in it now. This is really their, is really where they've got to, they got to take a big shot now to get this ball in and score a try. But the Hawks receiving a lot of cheers from the fans. They've got to be pumped up now.
This one down to the wire, Mike. Hawks trailing 19-15 with 4:05 left in the second half, left in the game. Looking to capture their first state championship since 2011. Kickoff to the Explorers.
Penalty to the
Hawks.
Now to the Explorers.
Now
the refs,
to the Explorers. They pointed to the Hawks side for possession at first.
The refs pointed both ways so far. Very confusing. Now it, I guess it appears the Explorers take the ball.
Likely for another touch and go. They have not been efficient enough in lineups to attempt that. They will do a touch and go. Hawks with a huge tackle.
Yeah, big hit there.
Now 3:15 left in the game. Ball comes loose. Hawks pick it up.
Will McKernan on the steal. Hawks get it out to, wow, all the way to the sidelines to John Levy. He's brought down.
3 minutes left now. Hawks coming out of the ruck. Pass drops. Picked back up by the Hawks.
Ref stops the game. Do not know why. I don't believe it was a knock-on as the ball went back as opposed to forward.
Looks to stay Hawks ball.
Yeah, very confusing calls
looks like
at this point in the game.
It will be a ruck for the Hawks.
Scrum.
Scrum, sorry. 2.5 minutes now. A little frazzled here, Mike.
I think we all are. Very... very stressful game for everyone in attendance, I think. This game at this point is right down to the wire, and the clock is still running.
So 2 minutes left now.
Yeah.
Hawks need to at least get in position to kick. Or no, I'm sorry, they can't kick. It's a four-point lead, not a three-point lead, so they need a try to win.
Get it out.
Ball comes out to Lilly. Over to McNulty. Now looks like...
Over to Rourke. Rourke right, get it out.
Sideline, here goes Rourke.
Oh, but he's brought down. But he stays inside. He stays inside bounds. But
for the Hawks,
ball appears to be now going to the Explorers again.
Huge call.
I cannot say why. I do not believe that Leighton Rourke went out of bounds.
Clock's still running. Hawks need to call a timeout soon if they have one.
It appears the
Explorers will kick for touch.
Into a line out. But
kicks far out of bounds.
One thing we need to remember when it comes to rugby is once the clock hits zero, the play does not stop.
That is true, Mike.
Right away. Even when a man is tackled, I think if the prep scores when there's no time left, that would make for an interesting game. Oh, knock on by Ryan Oliver. Game is stopped.
Not sure why.
I think it may be a call of a not straight throw in by the Explorers. But so far, this game has been very back and forth when it comes to the lead. And
appears to be Explorers' ball. 20 seconds left in the half. As we mentioned, game not over until an official stoppage, even after time runs out. The Explorers lay down for a ruck.
Hawks fighting for the ball now. These rucks are getting very ferocious.
Time is up, but we play on.
It's now the Hawks ball.
Here they come. This is it. Hawks playing ahead. Here they come. Time expired. We play on. Hawks.
Sean McNulty has the ball.
Will kick. Huge kick coming from Frank Lilly. Kick for touch. Here it goes. Beautiful kick. And out of play.
Very close to the stop, to the try zone now. This is really when the Hawks really have to fight hard, because this is where the game will be won or lost for them.
Hawks have been great on tries this season. Sorry, not tries, lineouts.
Another lineout.
Biggest one of the season.
Yeah.
Coming right up. Here's the throw. Bobbled. Hawks get it. Sent around to Lilly. Now the outside. Here come the Hawks.
Out to Joe Cassidy.
Cutting to the middle. Ruck for the Hawks.
Game is stopped.
Game is stopped, and
I cannot say why.
Explorers ball.
Explorers kick it out.
And that will do it. The Explorers with the kick for touch. Finish the season as state champions. And the Hawks fall by a final score of 19-15 here from the campus of Penn State Berks. Hawks of the hard-fought season made it back to the state championship after losing in the state semis back-to-back years. And their strongest team in years drops this game by 4 to the LaSalle Explorers.
Yeah, this really is a heartbreaking game. But what I can say for the Hawks is they played very hard. I think really all of them left it all on the field. And this game really just came down to the wire. But I guess just the way it worked out, it ended up in the Explorers' favor.
So That will do it for us. Here from Penn State Berks, Anthony Salvato joined by Mike Heffernan and Stephen Kane at halftime. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to WSJP this season. This was our final broadcast of the season. It's now all the spring sports have finished. Final score, once again, LaSalle 19, St. Joe's 15. So one last time for this year, Anthony Salvato, Mike Heffernan, and Stephen Kane saying thank you, good night, and go Preps.